truth.
Second hour of Firearms Monday on Monday, the 13th day of February, with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. The phone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And we're looking forward to the firearms tip of the week. Go ahead, Sam.
Well, John, our country was formed as a representative form of government, a republic. A representative republic. That was our founding father's vision. that representative republic is gone. It's been gone for a long time. It was definitely gone the day our intelligence agencies murdered the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy. It's been gone ever since. Ike warned us all. And he was right. Now, let me tell you what's going on. I want you to write down two names. Dawn Burton, D-A-W-N-B-U-R-T-O-N, and James Baker, just like it sounds, J-A-M-E-S-B-A-K-E-R. These are just two of the 40 FBI agents that did lateral transfers to Twitter. There's way more than that at Facebook and other social media places. And they did this for the purpose of destroying the First Amendment, of identifying and suppressing and shadow banning any person that would speak the truth. This is the most grotesque violation of law. It's the most grotesque collusion, the most grotesque election meddling that's been going on by the very federal agencies that are tasked to protect our representative republic. And what it's going to lead to is war. This is what it's going to lead to. It's led to the production, to the protection of these Chinese agents called the Biden Crime Syndicate and a number of other corrupt elitists. This is what's going on right now, and the republic is gone. And what you're going to have to do as an American citizen is protect yourself, because the fight is coming. They're going to bring the fight to you and your family. Now, I went through a whole involved, detailed, system-based planning on how to mitigate threats. It's a five-hour presentation. Some of you probably heard it. But I'm going to cover a couple of key points here. Okay? The situation that we're in right now begs a number of questions. And I'm going to go through some of those. Is one plan enough, or do I need a bug-in plan and a bug-out plan? Well, the very simple answer is you need a bug-in plan and a bug-out plan. Question number two, what resources must I invest in to make a bug-out plan feasible? A lot of people in Ukraine thought they didn't need a bug-out plan. Their homes were bombed and destroyed. War came to their country, and now they're refugees. You need a bug-out plan. They didn't have one. You saw the result of that probably on the news. Okay, what resources must I invest in to make a bug-out plan feasible? Well, think a portable, virus-capable water filter, something that will filter viruses, and think of something called freeze-dried food. That better be at the core of your bug-out plan, along with several options for locations to bug out to. Options that are prepared ahead of time. Question number three, what threat or pressure will push me from my preferred bug-in plan to a bug-out plan? There's a question worth thinking about. Will things like a dirty bomb, overwhelming force, overwhelming violence, inability to get water, bad air to breathe, all of these things are going to force you from a bug-in plan to a bug-out plan. You better have a bug-out plan, and it better be a good one. Okay, do I have several bug-out spots based on the direction of the threat or the pressure? I would highly suggest you have three locations. Three options in completely different directions that you can bug out to. Here's another question worth asking. Have I done enough preparation at these bug out locations? Will these locations be receptive to my arrival in the threat environment that forces me to bug out to that location? If you don't have food, water, and ammo, and a group of people are scared and very defensive in one of your bug out locations, and you don't bring something to the party that's of value to them, they may not be as receptive as you had hoped to your arrival. You better think about that and plan ahead of time accordingly. Shape the battlefield. Make that bug out location receptive to your environment, to your arrival. Okay. How much time will I have to change plans from a bug in plan to a bug out plan before being overwhelmed? Well, if you have a nuclear event 90 miles to the west of you and the wind's blowing from west to east, so it's going to blow the radiation and the debris, the radioactive debris, into your air, and the wind's blowing 20 miles an hour, well, what's 90 divided by 20? Okay, you got 4 hours to leave town, and quickly, right? So you've got to think about each individual threat and how much time will you have to react and to bug out. So these are the kinds of things, these are the kinds of questions that we present at the beginning of this presentation. And then I go through what I call an external environment threat analysis. Now I prioritize that list based on what will kill you the quickest. And I'm not going to get into the answers on this, but I'm going to run down this list in the way that I prioritize it for me and my family. And I want you to just consider that as one way to prioritize threats. There are others. So first on my list is gunshot to the head. It'll kill you in 4 milliseconds. Major arterial bleed from a mechanical injury. That will kill you in about 15 seconds. Lack of oxygen or clean air to breathe. That'll kill you in about 4 minutes. Exposure to extreme hot or cold. That could kill you in 2 to 20 minutes to 2 days. Who knows? Depending on the severity of the situation. Dehydration in a hot environment. That can kill you in 2 days. Maybe a day if you're weak or dehydrated when the threat arrives. Sleep deprivation. That can kill you in 3 to 3.5 days. Sometimes sleep deprivation kills you in a day and a half, because when you're sleep deprived, you make stupid decisions and you win the Darwin Award. Next on the list, dehydration in a cold environment, 2 to 3 to 4 days. Next on the list, bacterial, viral, or prion infection. That can kill you anywhere from 2 to 3 days to months. Lack of food, starvation, 3 to 4 weeks. Radiation poisoning or other low exposure contamination to your body, that can kill you anywhere from 3 weeks to 3 years. So as I go through those in that order, you can see that I've prioritized those. Okay, so I'm just going to go over one. My very first thing, the threat that will kill you the quickest, a gunshot to the head, 4 milliseconds. Okay, what do we do about that? What are the executable action steps to mitigate being shot in the head? And I'm going to run down 7 of these, and I do this for every threat in my analysis. Avoiding conflict is the first best choice. Don't get in gunfights. That's the best way to avoid being shot in the head. Number 2, seek training on the use of cover and firing accurately from behind cover. Number 3, understand the difference between cover and concealment. Number 4, develop a bug in strategy that allows you to stay indoors. That means you've got to have water inside, access to what you need inside. Keep the lights out on any rooms with exterior walls and windows. Number 6, seek qualified training on how to defend against intruders. 7, have sufficient weapons, ammo, and cleaning supplies to be a hard target. The interesting thing about bands of people with guns is that when they start losing people in a firefight, they're going to stop picking on you. They're going to make the decision to stop picking on you and go to a softer target at some point. You want to be a really hard target in those environments so people move on and go pick on a softer target. So that's just a brief window, John, of what is a 5-hour presentation with over 210 executable action steps, information that people need to survive what's coming to this country.
Very comprehensive, to say the least. Very comprehensive. You plan on doing some of these presentations this coming year, sir?
I will, if I'm invited to. I had 3 invites last year, so I did this presentation 4 times. If people are interested and they have a large group and they want this presentation, they'll need to contact the Freedom Center, and we'll see if we can fit it into the schedule. But I'm going to give this presentation on Hagmann, the Hagmann Report, this year. And we're going to go through every detail and every executable action step. And I'm sure Doug will question me along the way. People will find it a fascinating discussion.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm looking forward to hearing that myself. Okay, well, that's a great firearm tip of the week, very comprehensive. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, let's in that same direction, let's talk about the basics. We can't talk about the basics enough. You need freeze-dried food. You need water that's filtered by something that will filter out viruses. You need a weapon with a suppressor and a thermal sight so that you can operate at night and defend what is yours. All of you people that are prepping and preparing, all of you people that are storing food, okay, that's great. That is great. I love storing food. But if that's your focus, all you're doing is collecting food for the biggest bully on the block. And when that bully shows up, if you don't know how to fight at night and defend what is yours, they will kill you and take your stuff, just like they did in South Africa, just like what you see happening in eastern Ukraine. You have to understand that collecting supplies is a great thing to do, but collecting supplies with no ability to defend them means you are collecting supplies for the biggest bully that ever walks into your neighborhood. Because you will never see the use of 98% of those supplies. Well, this is a reality that is lost on most people, John. So having weapons, ammo, thermal, a coordinated group in your neighborhood, communicating with your neighbors, knowing who they are, convincing them to get training, you getting training yourself, having the right equipment. These are the things that make your home a hard target. Not canned food sitting on a shelf.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. And we do have open lines. You got a question or comment? This is Farmers Monday. Give us a call at 512-248-8252.
You know, you mentioned, John, getting a gas mask.
Yes.
Well, you know, in my list of external environment threats, lack of oxygen is number 3 on the list. If you don't have clean air to breathe, you're 4 to 5 minutes from being done. If it's a radiological or even worse, a biological thing in the air, one lungful will kill you. If you don't have the training and know how to put a mask on quickly, if you can't do a hot change with a gas mask filter, a lot of people don't know this. Typical gas mask filter, it only works for about 20 minutes. If you get a really large CBRN filter in a dirty environment, it might work 30 to 40 minutes. If you don't know how to do a hot change of that filter, you got less than 30 minutes to leave the warm zone, much less the hot zone, or you're going to die right where you stand, simply because you're breathing something your body is not designed to intake. As things start to unfold, all of the gas masks that are available will be gone. I would highly suggest if you don't have one that fits each member of your family and you don't have 20 filters, at least 4 per person, something gets you 2 hours to get out of a hot zone, you better start thinking.
There you go. There you go. Here's our next break. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie away, away.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My Valentine's Day sale goes on until midnight tomorrow night. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, $50 off the Rocket Liberator rocket heaters. Go ahead and place your order. I refund the sale price manually at my website, or after you place your order with my toll-free order takers by toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Sam, you ready for our next caller?
I am ready.
Let's go. We got Rod in Illinois. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I think this is, I love every show you put on, John, but, you know, Sam, you've just got such a fervor for helping people thinking ahead. And even though me and my wife, we think we're ahead of the game a little bit, you know, it only takes one millisecond for shit to, or things to go wrong. So, excuse me, guys. Sorry about that. So, anyhow, on the preparations of things, the things you lay out on helping people, we are listening. And I think we're on the verge of a world war. You talk about 3 points of having a place to go. And I agree. You can't put all your commodities in one place so someone can come and take them. You have to protect your castle and also have another location to where things can be protected. But first aid, that's important. I'm lucky to know that my neighbors, they're all like-minded, and I appreciate you guys' show. It's sort of a sobering, scary, people don't think about it. They're more worried about PlayStation, but here at my house, we think ahead. We try to take care of food, first aid, family, fuel, and other things that you mentioned. So it means a lot to us that you put on this show. And one of these days, if you ever have a comprehensive handbook or we'd be interested in knowing about it, and we would attend the course. So it's,
well, we're going to put this information on the Hagman Report, and it will be the episodes with the archives will be posted on Hagman's website as a resource. And I'm sure John's got a big website. He may do the same if he wants to.
Of course I will.
But we're going to make this accessible to people. And the bottom line is strong countries are made of strong individuals.
That's
and
right.
Strong individuals that work together with other strong individuals. This is how you defend anything. The lone wolf theory is a romanticized, nut job sort of bizarre way of looking at surviving hard times. The bottom line is people have to work together. They have to come together as a community in a common defense of what they love. And if they don't do that, their chances of survival drop dramatically.
Yeah. I'm not as tough as I used to think I was. So we got to band together. And this is exactly why it's important for me to listen to the show every day. So I know it's like-minded people. And, you know, we've got a trigger-happy president. I'll say resident. I mean, things just don't look right. It don't feel right. A lot of people in despair, and the markets are terrible. I mean, this isn't what we had 5 years ago. So I hate to be a doom and gloomer, but realistic thinking is the way it is, and preparing for the future, you have to do that, whether times are good or times are bad. So I really appreciate your time. I'll quit blabbing. I almost reluctantly call in because I just want to hear you guys and not myself on the phone. So I appreciate you guys' work and have a blessed day.
Thanks for the call, Rod. We appreciate it. We got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, there's no doubt that 2023 is going to be a historical year, is there?
Yeah, I think this is... I think, you know, what I've been looking from a strategic standpoint, the metaphor for what I've been looking at looks like two trains on the same track with no way to divert either train, and both of them are headed full steam ahead at each other. You don't know the exact moment they're going to collide, but the collision is coming, and I actually think it's coming in 2023. I think we're going to see some dramatic changes to our way of life here in America. Our government, our system of representative government has been co-opted by the criminals in the FBI and the Chinese communists, and they're buying strategic assets. Notice they're trying to kill the ranching industry and the egg industry. Do you know why that is, John?
Why is that?
Because beef produces something you need for your immune system, and so do eggs.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
That was Colonel Chamberlain in the film Gettysburg saying the two words no soldier ever wants to hear, those two words being fix bayonets. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Valentine's Day sale is in effect right now until midnight tomorrow night. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, $50 off the Liberator rocket heaters. When you place your order, you pay full price either at my website or with my order takers. I refund the sale price manually. And, of course, my toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA, and the website is freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, I want to touch back on the topic of gas masks and body armor. If there's enough gas masks and body armor for maybe, what, 0.1% of the adults in this country to get it if they wanted it?
Yeah, I don't think people realize how few gas masks there are. And, you know, we've shipped so many of them over to Ukraine and to Europe recently, it's even lowered the stock here in America. And the thing about gas masks you need to know is when you buy filters for your gas mask, you want to buy CBRN. So Charlie, Bravo, Romeo, Nevada. Okay, CBRN filters that will filter all types of materials. They'll filter chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear materials. If you buy that high quality filter, it will filter everything that's out there. The other thing you need to know about gas masks is if you're not sure what size you should get the smaller size. A gas mask that's too small is much more likely to seal on your face and work for you than a gas mask that's too large, because that gas mask will leak. So as you go through these different things and you try to fit your family members, make sure, and I'll be honest with you, I don't have an answer for children. Small children with really narrow faces, even an extra small gas mask might not seal properly. So you have to be aware of that. And it's a difficult situation. I'm going to be honest, John. My heart goes out to people that have limited resources. If you are poor, if you don't have any money in the bank, or you don't have any money saved up or any resources that you can convert, you're in a lot of trouble. This is not a good situation for you or your family. If you have resources, if you can buy a freeze dryer, if you can freeze dry some food, if you can buy a gas mask with some good filters, you know, then you can make a bug out strategy actually work. But it takes resources, and not everybody has those kind of resources. But if you've got a jet ski and a bass boat and a bunch of stuff that you're not willing to sell, and you don't have a good thermal sight and a good AR with a suppressor on it and a gas mask for every loved one in your household, and you got that bass boat sitting in your garage or some other thing that you could have sold, some collection of guitars or this, that, or the other, whatever it is you collect, shame on you. It's one thing to collect things that are of value to you or sentimental value. It's another thing to make your family sacrificial lambs because you're not willing to trade those materially worthless items in a wartime or high threat environment for something that would protect your wife and your kids. So, you know, and I'll be honest with you, these are not easy discussions to have. I was sitting with my wife last night, and you know her, John. She's on your show occasionally.
That's right.
And we were talking about how much money to get out of the banks and what to convert it to. It was not a happy discussion, I'll just tell you. These are tough discussions that you have to have. You have to sit down with your wife and explain to them why cash in the bank is a threat to that value, and why you have to get your cash out of the bank and start converting it to things that will actually be useful in the coming environment. And don't put all your eggs in one basket. Like, don't pull all your money out of the bank and go buy gold. Don't do that. Pull 75% of your money out of the bank. Leave some in there that gives you liquid things to cover bills and do things with until things get really ugly. Leave some cash in the bank, but get the majority of it out. Convert some of it to ammo. Convert some of it to freeze-dried food. Convert some of it to thermal. Convert some of it to silver. I wouldn't buy gold right now. But spread those assets around. Keep in mind, though, that when we started shock and awe in Iraq, 12 hours later, after trouble hit Iraq and we started bombing their resource, people would not take Iraqi currency for trade. It stopped in less than 12 hours. We started at 10:30 at night. By 10:30 in the morning, nobody was taking Iraqi currency for anything. The only things anyone would trade with was a running vehicle, fuel, water, food, guns, and ammunition. That was it. That was the currency of the day.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. That's reality, isn't it?
It is reality, because when you are instantly thrust from your daily lives into survival mode, things become quite myopic. What do I need? Well, I need water, and I need clean air to breathe, and I need food, and I need some way to defend me and my wife and my kids. So I need guns and ammo. What else do I need? Well, right now, I don't need anything else because that's it. And it's amazing how quick that happens. And here's General Hollingsworth's words ring in my ears. Amateur study tactics, professional study logistics. You have to know what people are going to be willing to trade for when times get tough. And if you want to be able to maneuver, if you want options for your family, if you want to keep your family safe, cash in the bank is not going to do it. The banks are going to take your money. I think a month ago I played a soundtrack of an FDIC board meeting where they talked about what they're going to do when there's a run on the banks and how bail-ins is their strategy. They're going to give you shares in stock in that failing bank instead of give you your money. Get your money out of the banks while you still can. Because if you are 20 minutes slow to react to the run on the banks, you're not going to get your money. Get your money out of the banks, convert it to assets that are going to be useful because hard times are coming.
Well, something that human beings can't live without, and if you're more than 100 miles from the ocean, is very valuable. That's salt, simple salt, sea salt being the best. We had some of the early, in fact, the Daniel Boone family got to the salt first in St. Charles County to help establish the Boone fortune. And it's relatively cheap to buy right now. It stores easy. Coal doesn't affect it. Bugs don't eat it. Heat doesn't affect it. And you can store up a quarter ton of salt, 500 pounds, for just a few dollars, can't you?
Absolutely. It's not expensive. And you need it. Your body needs it. See, you're an electrical device. Your body is an electrical device. It functions by electricity transmitting to various things. Your brain transmits signals to your body actually transmits signals back to your brain. And it's a constant flow of electricity throughout your body. That electrical system ceases to work when you run out of salt.
That's right. A simple quote here. Human beings cannot live without salt. Very true, isn't it?
It's absolutely the truth. And as far as a bug-in strategy, having chickens, having eggs, really, really good idea. Buying a cow from a local rancher and having it butchered. Let me give you an example. My wife and I bought a cow for $1,800. We paid a company to butcher it $640. Okay? That cow on the hook, minus the head, the guts, the lower part of the legs, all that stuff, on the hook was 900 pounds. After butchering, about 700 pounds of meat. Now think about that. You've got $2,400 in 700 pounds of meat. That's like $3.40 a pound. Can you go to the grocery store and buy steaks for $3.40 a pound? I don't think so.
Hard, not even close.
And so when I say amateur study tactics and professional study logistics, these are the logistical things that I'm talking about. God help you, my heart goes out to you if you have no resources. I don't know what to do. I don't have answers. If you don't have some money to maneuver with, some money you can take out of the bank and convert to meat and an extra freezer and a freeze dryer and to buy a gun and thermal, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't have answers. I apologize. I don't know what to tell you to do. But if you do have resources, get those resources out of these banks. Convert them to something that's going to be useful. And I promise you, you won't regret it. The logistical moves need to be made now. If you don't have a gas mask, get one now. If you don't have a thermal sight, get one now. Stop putting it off. We are at war right now. We are being probed by China, probed by Russia. We blew up their pipeline. They're going to retaliate. The game is on, folks. Don't kid yourself. World War III has already begun. And keep in mind, the first two world wars started with a commodity war, then a currency war, and then a shooting war. Okay? Well, we've had our commodity war over oil. We've had our currency war now. And the shooting war has begun. We're blowing up their stuff, and they're about to blow up our stuff. And thank you, Brandon, for leading us into this war, you moron. Let's go, Brandon.
Absolutely. Let's go, Brandon. Yeah.
Here we go, John. These Chinese communist sympathizers have compromised our country, compromised our infrastructure, and then attack the Russians. Genius. Absolute genius on their part. You know, I'm so fed up with passive American people that won't stand up and say anything. And literally, these quiet, passive people, the rug is about to be yanked out from under all of them. The very rug they're standing on. And they're going to hit the ground so hard, you're not even going to believe it, because the price of food is going to skyrocket. The security of this country is going to disappear. And you're going to see this society devolve soon. And God help those that don't live in a conservative state.
Well, the time to move the Ozarks is right now, isn't it?
Last year was the time to move to the Ozarks. But you know, if you could manage it right now, it might be a wise move. You know, and what people don't really, you know, one of the advantages, it's not all negative. One of the advantages of America is it's a huge place. It's a gargantuous place. So as you see these tyrannical tactics by our government try to be crammed down our throat, you're going to see states like New York and Delaware and Connecticut and New Hampshire, they're going to open their mouths like a pelican and swallow this tyranny, you know, like a giant fish. They're just going to suck it up. And then you're going to see states like Missouri and South Dakota and Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama. You're going to see states like this resist this tyranny. And it's the fact that America is made up of 50 states. There's a lot of strength. There's a lot that comes from that, that gives us a fighting chance.
That's right. That's right. The 50 states is where our strength is, isn't it?
Yeah. If you're in California, Connecticut, New Jersey, did you see the New Jersey Republicans? They're murdering now. Have you seen this, John?
I've seen that. Yes. You think
it's unbelievable what's going on. These are political murders. And their city council, a city councilwoman, a city councilman. People are being killed. It's not very long where you're going to see this across the country now. You're going to see conservative leaders, Republican officials, people trying to stand up, libertarians trying to stand up. They use the internet to try and shut them down and eliminate it, and when that doesn't work, they're going to kill them. You're going to see these murders multiply now. That's how the Nazis operated, and these people are following Hitler's playbook.
It's hard to argue with success. The Nazis had success doing that, and these people intend to also, don't they?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, except we're not giving up our guns and we're not complying, and we got 50 states. We're not Germany. So good luck with all that, FBI, ATF. Can't wait till the word gets out, you kicking doors down and shooting Americans to take their guns. Where are you going to live, FBI, ATF? Where are you going to live? Because you've puffed your chest out to everyone in your neighborhood and told them who you are and what you are. Where are you going to live when you attack the American people? You've been covertly attacking the American people for decades. Where are you going to live when the word gets out? You're openly attacking the American people. That's my question for you.
Yes. Well, it's going to be an interesting year, and ultimately it's a spiritual battle, isn't it, sir?
Well, you know, John, there's a verse in Scripture, and maybe I can find it at the last break, but there's a verse in Scripture that talks about the battle being in the spiritual realm with principalities. I'm going to read that verse because there's more to that.
Okay, we'll get to that after the break. We'll be right
back.
Roger
that.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonet. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Well, Sam, it's time for your summary of your thoughts for this week, sir. You're on mute, Sam.
Well, John, I'm trying to look up this verse in Ephesians. It talks about the battle being with principalities and in the spiritual world. I think I've got it here. I think it's Ephesians 6:12. Let me see if I can read that quickly. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you'll be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Okay? And so there are a lot of people that take that verse and they come to the conclusion that the only real battle is against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. That's not what that verse says. And, you know, it talks about our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers. Okay? Wonder who that is these days. Against world forces of darkness. Wonder who that is these days. Right? And I'm going to remind everybody that when Christ returns, he's bringing a legion of angel warriors with him. And that is not to do battle in the spiritual realm. When Christ comes to defeat sin and death, he's bringing an armada, legions of warrior angels to do battle on this earth. And so you have to understand, God created the laws of physics. He gave you a physical body. He put you on a physical planet in a physical universe. The battle is not just in the spiritual realm. And the sooner you accept that, the sooner you take responsibility for that, the sooner you will do the things, the righteous things you're supposed to do to protect your family. And God, I hope you understand what I just said.
I hope so. I hope so. Absolutely. Well, Sam, our show is one of the more popular ones that I do. A huge following, which grows every week. And we'll keep doing this as long as the electricity internet works, won't we?
Roger that. John, let freedom ring, and thanks for having me. Guys, support RBN. They need your help. Thank you so much, John. Take care, everybody.
Roger that. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, what a show. Well, tomorrow we have the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. I never know who's going to show up. I hope to have Dave Hodges, Jeff Nyquist, Steve Ben-Noon. We may have Steve O'Neill with us. And, of course, my friend Leon Green will be with us as well. I believe Professor McKinney will be back with us Wednesday. And that's it for the day. Your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, and the large, beautiful state of Texas. Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.